My name is Prophet Paul Regan. Welcome to the Life and Joy Prophetic Encounter. We are back for God and His people. Thank you for joining us. My administrators will provide you details as we go through the service. Richard will give you details and connections. Isabel will be doing the translations for us. The rest of the team will be praying with us. So I'll be driving today. Sit back and just connect, and your life will never be the same again. You are not giving up on God. Bible said men ought to pray and not to faint. Bible says men have to pray seasonally. Every time, prayer without ceasing.
Will you give the Lord praise tonight? Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for staying. Thank you for loving me. Balls and all.
Wherever you are, begin to bless the name of the Lord. My source, my strength. My source, my joy. My happiness. I give you praise this morning. In the midst. Even if they break loose. Even if we are locked in the furnace of fire. We will never bow down to bow. Kedame doro shanka parande kaparanda. Remende kapanda nebe. Rondo rongo sheke pende lebe lebe lebo shata lebe lebe lebo shanda nava. Mandale bo shapa lebo 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 shamanda lebe lebe leba. Rabado shanda lebe lebe lebo shanda lebe lebe lebo shanda lebe 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 leba. Kabado shanda lebe lebo shaba lebe 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 leba. Rabado shaba lebe 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 leba. Rebanda rebo shaba lebe lebe lebo shanda nikonda kata. Rebende shaparande lebro shanda leba. Mazanda lebe 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 lebe. Oh, my face, my feet, my hands. Oh Lord, my face, my feet, my hands. They are you. I give you glory. Masoke taparende ribo shata medo kote zandaka. Remendoro mo shamba mama. Oh, my smile. Madero shapande reko sente ke parande kondo se ke tana magrendo se parande shipende ne mene rantele mo shapande leke mazo pantele mo shatande korande randi mazakate ne pepende ne mene mentele me shapende ne. When they are happy that we are oppressed, I am the one that gives us the joy and the strength in our heart. Rema When you are scared, are you not the one that gives courage? My brain dependent shameketa. Madiliama, the lift of my head, Kapandele Mashataya, Makaperea Basaya Paya, Lema Shataka Paya. As long as we have breath, we shall praise your name. We shall give you glory. Rapaton Shenteriampa, Mepere Hinto Sataria, Maparike Pasatakaya, Mapare Shatarika Paya. Mapere impere atoye makapara suka paya mazoke para randushe perea mapere antaya. That's why I will thank you. Rampazuka para rateka parantasha repende kapara rampatariama mazoka para kapeya kapara ruka pato shetere rema paka takata rampazuka para mende kapara soka para mempara don para ma peso kapara me peri ke para ma suka para me peri ma patata para ma pate ke para roto santa ka la bente ka para rompendo saka para ma pare ka para ripa suka para repando se ka para ripa pato se ke ke rapendo sapa repa de ka pa repa de ka pa rapa ta ka pa rapa zata Rapa Jatara, Rapa da Kapara, Rika Pazukepa, Makapa, Mazapa, Makatapa, Mazokapa, Mapara Bazakapa, Rapa Zatapa, Rapa da Kapa, Mapa de Kapa, Mapa de Apa, Rapa da Kapa, Rapa da Kapa, Rapa da Kashuke, Rapa da Kapa, Rapa da Kapa, Rapa Shatara, in the mighty name. We want to pray this morning. We want to ask the King of Glory. You know, the Bible says, Caleb and Joshua, they returned to give the news. People of God with the other 10 members from the different tribes that were selected. And can you imagine out of these 12 spies to bring and give the reward, 10 of them said it is impossible. These people, we cannot defeat them. That was their report. And the Bible said the thousands of people, the camp, they all started wailing. Those who were insulting Moses were insulting him. Those who were saying, why did you bring us from Egypt? Those who are recounting the stories of their oppression in Egypt better than their deliverance from Egypt. God heard it. And he told Moses, would you move away and let me destroy these ungrateful people? Joshua and Caleb tore their clothes. As they tore their clothes, they also recounted. Do you remember the victory God gave us when he opened the sea? Do you remember how God feed us by manna? Yes. You know, I was watching a video about it with my family on Netflix. And when it came to the manner the writers of the movie made some plants grow around them, where the woman would turn it into bread and make it look like the manna. The scholars and the writers still could not believe God rained manna from heaven. Me, dear, I still believe the manna came from heaven. They are funny. I still believe in the power of God. Whilst they were behaving that way, God was trying to convince Moses, let me destroy these people. They are ungrateful. I want to make a nation out of you, Moses, alone. What do you think about it? Moses said, no. Some of them are ungrateful. But when you do that, others will make fun of you. They will say that, oh, the deliverance you gave them in Egypt. All the deliverance was for nothing. And then God said, okay, I can only agree with you on one thing. What I'm going to agree is that everyone from 20 years upward, downward, they're going to survive. But the rest, I'll find a way for them. Except those who believe I can take them there. I'll spare them. You know the reason why I'm telling you this story? God did the same thing to Abraham. He was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He passed by, Abraham welcomes him, grants him the beautiful hand of visitation. And as he gave him the visitation, they started talking, they started fellowshipping. He changed his mind to confide in Abraham what he's going to do in Sodom and Gomorrah. And through the argument with God, Moses could not even help 20 people escape from Sodom, because there were not 20 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. He could only plead to see his family, which is Lot and his wife and his two daughters. And even that one, Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. You see, it is right to ask God to forgive you, because the nature of human beings are very, very unpredictable. And as a God, he looks down on us. It seems sometimes he wants to visit us with judgment. That's why this morning you have to ask God to forgive you. For your human nature, that tells him how ungrateful you are. That attracts God's judgment and anger on you. The boldness to rebel against God. The boldness even to question him when you have even fallen and sinned. That's why this morning You should cling to the grace and the mercy of God. You should cling to the mercy and the grace of God. You have a lot of enemies. Enemies ready to kill you by the works of the devil and by your own mistakes. Enemies that will not want to give you second opportunities. So call for the grace of God this morning. Ask the Lord to show you mercy. Even Job, the most righteous man in the north, was conscious and asking God for grace and mercy over his children every time they had a party. And his statement is they might have said something in their joy that they are not supposed to say. Begin to pray. Ask the Lord to show you mercy and bless you with the Holy Spirit. Begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Show us mercy, Kabale Beneva, and fill us with your spirit, Rabado Shandale Beneva, Randale Benevo Shandale Beneva, Randale Shandale Beneva, Randale Benevo Shandale Beneva, Randale Benevo Shandale Beneva, Randale 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 In the mighty name of Jesus.
All right, we want to pray. We want to ask the Lord that every stronghold now holds us bound. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is anything that has a strong feet planted in your life. Imagine the plant you would do pull out from the soil and it is too rooted and you cannot pull out. That is what we call a stronghold. This morning, during our prophetic prayer, I want us to pray about strongholds. It could be a situation. It could be a person. It could be a character. It could be many, many different phases of life. And there is a stronghold. Sometimes, there are three ways strongholds are established in our lives. The first thing is from our parents, or our family. The second is our own direct disobedience from the command of God. What is the command of God? The command of God is God's instructions that happens to us within short periods of time. For instance, you are about to pick someone's money, God says, don't pick it. That is what we call the command of the Lord. I'm not talking about scriptures. I'm talking about the command of the Lord you received and you did not obey. Most of the time, it's a form of deliverance God is delivering you. I remember years back when I was about to enter into a car that was going to be involved in an accident. God saved me in that way. For some of you, the problems that come on you as a result of God was speaking to you, get away from that place. Don't say anything. Be careful. You did it. And you end a problem in your life. And such problems are stronghold in nature. And the last also is a character you have developed. It comes from some deliberate character of yours, weakness of yours. Yeah. Some of these things can make sickness become a stronghold in your life. Some of these can bring shame in your life. These are strongholds. And this morning, our first prophetic prayer is every stronghold holding you, Lord, deliver me from it. Every stronghold holding you, Lord, deliver me from it. Begin to pray. Mazanda lebelebele moshanda lava. Lebres otanda lebele moshanda lebeleva. Lekaba lebele moshanda lebelebele moshanda lava. Remanda sunke lebele moshanda lebeleva. Randa lebele moshanda lebelebeleva. Mazanda lebele moshanda lebelebeleva. Mazanda lebele moshanda lebelebele moshanda lebeleva. Randa lebele moshanda lebelebeleva. Randa lebele moshanda lebelebeleva.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We break every stronghold from your life and from your family. Every auspices, basis, grounds that the enemy can use. The enemy is using. The enemy is plying on. May the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. And may the stronghold be broken from you. That the hand of God will be mighty upon you by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stronghold of sickness. Stronghold of pain. Stronghold of complexities. Let it be broken from your life. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are prosperous. You will shine in the mighty name of Jesus. That which makes you fumble, that which makes your knee wobble, that which causes you to lose sight and face, I decree that may the Lord cause victory for you in the name of Jesus. And that you will learn, that you will learn, that you will learn to be obedient to the Lord. That you will learn, you will learn, you will learn the deliverance of the Lord. That you would have testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will not walk on that path again. May that wisdom also fall upon that life in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will know the strong deliverance of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare amen. We want to pray our next prophetic prayer. Now, we want to pray against transfer of spirits. What is transfer of spirits? It comes by association. You know, one of the most powerful yet fragile in nature is our spirit. Our spirit can be broken, and in some few minutes our spirit can be happy. Our spirits are the nature of God, or is the nature of God in our lives. And our spirits can easily be contaminated by the things we see, the things we hear, the miracles you are believing God for yet to manifest. Our spirits can catch other spirits. And that's why it is right to let your pastors pray over your children, and that you dedicate them to God. Or else they can even catch your own spirit. Now, your spirit can easily catch another spirit. And the auspices of catching another spirit falls on the attitude of that spirit. So you can catch someone's gracious spirit. And when that spirit enters into you, it manifests in the form of that attitude. So you can catch someone who is academically good, his spirit, and then you would naturally now be academically good. You can catch someone who is a drunkard's spirit, and very soon the spirit will metamorphose into the character. So we share characters, but we share them by association and the catching of that spirit. You get what I'm trying to teach you? So you can befriend a gossip and you will catch that same spirit. It will fall into your spirit without you being aware. And very soon, the person who doesn't know how to talk about others will begin to talk about others. You can catch the same spirit of somebody who talks down. They are always speaking failure. They are always speaking defeat. They are always speaking things impossible. And very soon, you will catch that same character. So, when you catch the spirit behind a character, the character later metamorphoses into your life. That's why the Bible says that the spirit of a man searches the inward part of God, because it is the candlelight of God. He was talking about when you catch the spirit of God, your spirit begins to search the inward part of God, and you are able to know the mind of God, and that makes you practicalize it physically. You know? So whoever you associate with becomes, or the spirit on the person falls upon you. And that gives us a deliverance prayer to pray. Now, our second prophetic prayer is, Lord, I forbid any form of transfer of wrong spirits into my life, into my family, into my children. I forbid it. You know, I forbid it. We can imagine the transfers in schools from children. So character is transferable, but it is transferred through a spirit. And that spirit comes around you when you form a bond or association or a closeness with someone. Yes. That is how you develop certain wrong characters and stronghold. It comes by association. There are some people that go to school, they don't know anything. By the time you realize, they have learned stealing. A friend just taught them stealing, and they steal. Yeah. And for this goes to parents. Make sure when you give birth, you initiate the child before God. Because there are some characters about you They are not good.
Now you get personal faith.
And you can transfer that spirit. You can transfer all the good spirit about you to your children. But you should be strategic enough to say, Lord, every bad thing about me, don't let it be transferred to my children. No, I forbid it. And it is not too late to, because we serve a God that does the impossible. So we are going to pray right now. We are asking, Lord, I forbid any wrong spirit from me, around me, to come into my life, into my children, into my family, into my work. You employ one person to join your workers, and the behavior of that person catches all the workers, and your business begins to fail. It's amazing. So begin to pray against that kind of thing. Begin to fight in prayer. Come on, fight in prayer. I will catch the wrong spirit from association. I will catch the wrong spirit. Alebo shanta lebe 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 lebe, man shanta lebe lebe shaba lebe, man lebe shanta lebe lebe lebe, ranta lebe shanta 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 lebe, ranta lebe shanta lebe lebe, manta lebe lebe shanta lebe lebe. Mantale velebo shandale veleba, rantale 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 velebo 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 shandale veleba, mantale velebo shandale veleba, rantale velebo Shandaleva, Rantalevo Shandaleva, Rantalevelevelva, Rantalevelevelva, Levelevelevelva, Rantalevelevelva. Your children, our children, will not catch wrong association. Rantalevelevelva, they will not catch wrong spirit. Rantalevelevelva, Rantaleva. I forbid it. Say, I forbid it. Rantalevo Shandaleva, Rantalevelevelva, Rantalevelevelva, Labrehandaleva. Pray ahead of your children. Pray ahead of your family. Pray ahead of your life. Ranta lebelebo shanda lebeleba. Ranta lebelebelebo. 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 Ranta lebelebo shanda lebeleba. Ranta lebelebo shanda lebeleba. Ranta lebelebo shanda leba. Ranta lebelebo shanda lebeleba. Ranta lebelebo shanda leba. Ranta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe, Ranta lebe 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 lebe, Ranta lebe lebe shanda lebe 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 lebe, Ranta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe, Ranta lebe lebe shanda lebe lebe, Ranta lebe lebe shanda lebe, Ranta lebe shanda lebe lebe, Ranta lebe shanda lebe lebe, Ranta lebe shanda lebe lebe. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you. I declare for you that what you forbid will not happen into your life. That any wrong thing, an association, you won't believe it. The Lord is showing me somebody, that character, it was your mother that showed you that character, the character of drinking. Well, I will not turn it into prophetic, because this is deliverance. You know yourself how you started drinking. I decree upon you, any spirit that entered you and introduced a character into you, let it be forbidden from today, from having that root again in your life. Let orchestrations and timing favor you to change. Some of you, when you're about to change, the devil even send more stronghold, more people to cast more spells and spirit into you that you will not change. I pray that the timing, the hand of God, nature will step in to help you recover from that. I pray for your children. No one will transfer one spirit into them. I forbid it. Your worst, your defeating characters, your hidden character, which is not of God, your sins will not be transferred to your children. We forbid it in Jesus' name. We forbid those spirits from entering into your children, entering into your family, entering to the people around you, that they will corrupt them, that they will make them walk in that same bondage and curse in your family. I forbid it by the power of God. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We forbid it from our children. We forbid it from our family. We forbid it from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 May you have liberty. Your children, may the angels of God guide them. Jesus said, don't you know that these children, they have angels? So may their angels guide them, and may every satanic angel's provision around them. Why? Because I know the devil always copies what God does. If you want to know how the devil works, think about how he can copy. He copied the things of God and turned it the opposite way. I declare every satanic angels, witches, wizards around you, around your family, that is trying to inculcate spirits. You know, even when about 2 months ago, I met somebody whose uncle initiated him into occultism and the practice of human blood and sacrifices. I met somebody like that. So I pray, may the Lord order your steps. May the Lord order your steps in the mighty name of Jesus, and may deliverance be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let me add a scripture to you before the people in my home rise up. I'm still on common servants. I want to now show you the benefit of being a therapeut, the benefit of being a therapeut. All right, I hope you can hear me because my voice is run out from all the programs, but by God's grace, you'll come back again. What do you think? Now, let's look at the qualities of a therapeut. The first one is they are selfless and ready to manage whatever they have, like Enoch did. Naturally, they are determined. So one of the things about uncommon servant is that, for God, is that they are selfless. It's not, they don't position themselves after themselves alone. They look to the interest of others, and they are ready to manage whatever God gives them. If you want to look, if you want to find out whether this person is someone who has an uncommon spirit or an uncommon servant, there is a sense of no defeat in them. If there is a problem in the ministry, they will ask the question, what can we do to change this? If there is a problem, they will go all out to make sure the thing is done. Two, they are always moved by compassion. When you want to see someone is an uncommon servant, he has a compassionate heart. Sometimes some people have gone through series of experiences and challenges that their uncommon heart turns into wickedness. they become wicked. And it's as a result of the bitterness they have in their heart. You know, they were not originally like that. But the uncommon servant is able to move beyond those boundaries and become compassionate. Sometimes someone is telling you their problem. You know the reason why they are telling you the problem. They need help. You know. But sometimes they will wait to hear the whole story and then give you bad news. Meanwhile, they can help. As a child of God, God is speaking to you this morning to be compassionate about people, show compassion to people. When you show people compassion, God will show you compassion. When you show people mercy, God will show you mercy. 3, the anointing of Jesus is with them, therefore the grace of miracle is on them. One thing about people who are uncommon servants for God is the meaning of their name even strikes. The meaning of their name even strikes healing, because the word therapon or therapeu is derived from the Hebrew word therapy. And what is the meaning of therapy? To serve someone, to heal the person. So an uncommon servant is a servant of God that heals people. Every part of their lives becomes a healing. You won't believe it. Every part of their lives become a healing. Every part of their lives becomes healing. Through them, God begins to heal the nations. Through them, God begins to heal people who have destroyed lives. Through them, they begin to heal broken relationships. Through them, they are able to heal. They bring healing. Everything they do brings something good to someone. That's the beautiful thing about Theraphios. It brings healing to them. 4, they are very faithful and use the period of unfaithfulness to learn to be faithful. It's true. When someone is a therapeut, the person makes mistakes. But those therapeuts are uncommon servants that they take advantage of the mistakes they have done and they become better persons. So if you are a servant of God, you will make mistakes. You will fall. You will not always meet the target. Others will see you very powerful. Others will see you very anointed. But that is not the case every day. There are times you lose the wheel. And the determination to bounce back is what makes you uncommon. Because there are common situations. The Bible says our temptations are common to everyone. The Bible says no temptation is greater but that which is common unto man. So we all face different similar temptations. But the uniqueness of the therapeut is that he learns something out of the things he's going through. You know something. He learns it. He learns not to position himself or herself in any position again that will bring defeat. So I pray that you become an uncommon servant. You must use the opportunity you have, which for which you are not faithful. You must use the opportunity to be more faithful and to be able to serve the Lord more. That's the opportunity you must use. You know. So an uncommon servant can choose not to be faithful, but by God's special grace, he can choose to be faithful, no matter the consequence or no matter the problems that surrounds him. That is what an uncommon servant does. So yes, I know today you will fail. But don't continue failing. Rise up and choose to be faithful. When you are faithful, you attract faithful people around you. So be faithful. Right? Nobody wants to be with an unfaithful person. So be faithful. 5. They easily blend with others and do not drive people from the church. An uncommon servant is someone who is able to find a way to get people to stay in church. Talk to them, counsel them, pray for them, engage them. And there are some people in church, they drive people away. And there are some people in church, they have specialized people they like. And there are different types of people in church. But if you're going to work for God, if you're going to be a minister for God, you must have a big heart to welcome everybody. You must have a heart to be able to engage everyone. A big heart. You know, how you find these funny stuff when you go to church? Those who have been in the church for a long time, controlling people, controlling the church. That's the spirit of control. You know, I pray that you become an uncommon servant of God in Jesus' mighty name. You always miss them when they are not around because they are always with you. When a teraphim is not around, you miss the person because they make life very comfortable for the people they serve. You know, this is one of the reasons why God will not also take you out, because you are an uncommon servant. What others cannot do, you do. What others cannot face, you face. You're like, oh, sometimes they make mistakes. They think, I'm the only one who is suffering that way. Prophet Elijah was the same. He thought he was the only right prophet in town. God said, no, you are not the only prophet in town. There are many prophets who have not submitted to Baal. You know, so you have that occurrence also occurring around you. Have people who are faithful, and not just faithful, because of their faithfulness, when they are not around, you can see the gap, you know. You can see the gap, you know. I have some faithful pastors around me, and when they are not around, I know very well that things are tough, because they make me comfortable when I serve. I'm doing things for the Lord, or ministering to people. So I pray that God will surround you with such people. They are available, they are praying for you, they are there for you. May you become an uncommon servant in Jesus' name. Verse 7. You know, they are very humble and submissive. When we say someone is humble, it does not mean surrender. It also means submissive or be submitting. So when you look at an uncommon servant, one of the things you find about them is that they are very humble. An example is Dr. Lamte, that honorable man. He calls me a friend, but I don't see him as a friend. He's a mentor. And yesterday when he visited our church during our mini harvest and fundraising to support the work of God and buy instruments, when he came, he sat at the back, quietly. I mean, this is one of the popular figures you can imagine in Ghana. He sat there quietly in the church. He reminds me of another minister of Zimbabwe I know. He's called Honorable Molefe. Very humble. Sat at the back. I was sitting in front, and the Spirit of God said, check for this man. I asked my son, John, have you seen the Honorable? He said, I can see someone who looks like him. Is he this man? When I was even trying to pull him to come and sit at the special place you are giving to him, he didn't want to come. That's a humble man. That's an example of a humble man. You are rich, but you are not loud. That's an humble man. The small money you have, you have been making noise everywhere. And one thing about God is that He resists arrogant people. Look, some people, they take decisions for God to replace them. And one of the ways God can replace you as a servant, whether it's a doctor or a female or a male, is when you blatantly decide not to do something for God. You know, God will replace you. I'm telling you. You know? Can you imagine every prayer of a master? Every prayer of a master is that you have a good servant. So they are always praying. You have to be very humble. And what are people proud about? I've already been teaching you on the types of arrogance or pride or proud. One is pride of knowledge. There is something they know. There is an information they have. There is a knowledge they possess that makes them look down on others. Power, pride of power. That makes not people humble. They have some power, some money power, some family power, some affluence and influence. And that power makes them behave in a certain way to walk upon other people. We are the richest people in the church. We are the one that is closest to the pastor. Those funny comments, which leads people into pride and make them feel they are better than others. And the last one is the pride of virtue. They believe they are holy and good in a character, that others are not good in that character, and yet so they should work on other people. They think they are better off. They are righteous. They are holy. If you are righteous, let your righteousness speak. If you are holy, let your speak. Your holiness speak from your character, not your mouth. So these are the three types of pride that makes people think they are on top of everyone. Now, this morning, if you have any of them, may you be delivered from this sickness. Do you know why? Because it is true. Let me give you some stats. This world you are enjoying, including all the current technologies and cars and whatever, do you know that about less than 5% of this world has been yet been discovered? Go and Google and find out. Less than 5% of this world have been discovered. And by the time you and I, God will call us, it will not be more than 10. Do you understand? So you don't know everything. You are talking about power. Do you know the greatest power over man is the one who is able to kill the body and the soul? Do you have that power? Jesus said, don't be afraid of anyone who can kill the body alone, but be afraid of the one who can kill the body and kill the soul. Jesus was trying to say, I have power beyond you, your imagination. I can take your life and I can punish you in hell without anyone questioning me. So then, if you really have power and that influence or that big family, where would you be when you open your eyes and you are no more a human being? What would you do? So you don't have all power. God may give you a limit power, a limit authority, and don't abuse it, servant of God or child of God. And virtue. Who said you are too pure? You are better than others. Who told you? Who advised you? Who said that to you? That you are so better than others. Who taught you that then? It is even a deception to think you are that way. The Bible said there is none that is righteous. It is the righteousness of God, it is the righteousness of Christ Jesus that has made you better. Otherwise, you are not better. When I say better, I did not say even perfect. If you are perfect, God will not tell you to walk before Him and become perfect. And you, how spiritual even are you? You see, we are all product of God's grace and mercy. You should be humble. You, I'm talking to you. You should be very humble. So now let's talk about some of the few things that cause you pride, which are not even necessary, like your beauty, like the money in your pocket, like the things you can do for people. Stop joking around. Don't let God take away the blessings He has given you. You know, yesterday, the man of God was telling me a story that happened to a pastor. You know, God saved him from a terrible accident. Terrible one. Whether you're pastor or whether you are not, be humble. Do you understand me? So that God will lift you up every day. Before God Himself starts fighting you, do you know God fights arrogant and proud people? It will end here for today. I want to pray for you. Bow down your heads, let's pray. Father, thank you for helping us learn virtues of an uncommon servant. As usual, everybody is included, including even the preacher. Help us not lose heaven. Help us to do better. Help us to serve you in humility. This is a privilege you have called us into. The Bible said, do not use your privilege to not or in sin. This is the privilege you have called us into. This is a grace you have called us into. It is not of our works, least we should boast of. It's a place of humility. It's a place of service. It's a place to serve one another in love. Help us do that. And Lord, protect us and deliver us from evil and things that are stronger than us. Deliver us from them. Humble us, Lord, so that the best will always come to us. I pray for those who are about to give their offerings. Bless them. We sanctify their offerings. Let it open doors for them in their workplace or in their career. And Lord, I pray against one thing. Unbelief. People who hear us preach, who hear us teach, but they don't believe it because the devil has blocked their ears. I bind every spirit of unbelief that forces the word of God not to be applied. I bind those powers, agents that speaks into people's ears and causes them to rebel against your word. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And thank you. And save us and help us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Paul Reagan. It was good having you. Richard has already provided links, contact number, +233-554-228818, that you can sow a seed and be a blessing. Thank you for joining us once again. My name is Prophet Paul Reagan. It was a good time with you. We'll meet again on Wednesday. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Highest life music. It's Zoe life. Our own is highest life music. It's the highest life music. Eternal life is the highest life. Hallelujah. Man, are we ready? Are we ready?
Thank you. God bless you too. Samuel, thank you. Adam, thank you. Richard, Gabriel Baruch. God bless all of you. And keep all of us.
He has
done before. Is that your testimony? Listen.
Even before I pray, he humbled me, he answered me.
So beautiful, he has done it for me.
He has taken away my fears and given me peace of my mind.
So beautiful, he has done
it
for me.
See the way he answered me. So beautiful.
Thank you. God bless you, Kelvin. Kelvin, how are you doing? Mr. Kelvin, man, I see you. I wish you all the best, you and your family. Alright, thank you for joining us. I'll sign out from here. Bye.